Carlos recreated. Samuel Cordon. "Can I stay with you tonight?" Carlos asked in a trembling voice. He had had a terrible argument with his wife, he explained over the phone, and he couldn't return home. We also knew that he had already been going through a very difficult time in his life. To begin with, he had hoped to be promoted to general manager in his company, but the job had been given to someone else. Then, a few days later, he had had a serious car accident, though fortunately no one was injured. Now this. Everything seemed to be going wrong. I invited him over, and before he arrived, my wife and I prayed together for the Lord to help us encourage him, as well as for wisdom in how to advise him in this personal situation, if he should ask for that. When he arrived, we could see that he felt truly hopeless. He had had a second car accident the night before, it turned out, and this time the car had been totally demolished. Now his wife was really upset. When he had gotten it all out, we asked him why he thought all these things were happening to him. At first, all he could do was complain about his wife and how she was always nagging him about his drinking. "She keeps after me about it. I think she just doesn't want me to have a good time," he said. He clearly couldn't accept her attitude about his drinking. After a while of that, we suggested that the best thing he could do was to stop blaming her or anybody else for his problems. We also explained that a lot of his troubles seemed to stem from the fact that he wasn't reading the Bible as much as he used to, or trying to stay close to the Lord like he used to. So the Lord had probably withdrawn his protection from him, and he was feeling the consequences. I told Carlos how the Lord had delivered me from dependence on alcohol, and that he could also be delivered. "God doesn't send us troubles to see us suffer," I told Carlos, "but he does allow them sometimes, because he knows that often that's the only time we will sincerely pray, when we are in trouble. Sometimes he has to send trouble, so we'll change. Then when bad things happen, we begin to pray, we read his word, and we start to do what his word says. As soon as we get back on track, doing our best to love him and others and obey his loving laws, he can bless us and take care of us, just like a parent sometimes allows his child to suffer the consequences of his actions in order to teach him a lesson and to help him grow in character." "It's not that he expects us to be perfect," I continued, "but our motive is what counts, whether or not we are sincerely trying to do what's best. When we are, then he'll do his best to take care of us and protect us and make us happy. But sometimes he just has to allow bad times to make us stop and listen to him." Carlos' drinking seemed to be the main reason his wife was so upset with him, and it was about to cost him his marriage. So I told Carlos how the Lord had delivered me from dependence on alcohol, and that he could also be delivered. Carlos' situation reminded me of the story of Esau in the Bible, when Esau had been so hungry and so short-sighted that he traded his entire inheritance for a bowl of his brother Jacob's stew. Genesis 25:29-34. I related that story to Carlos and explained how I thought it applied. It was like Carlos was exchanging his happy married life for a glass of whiskey. "By running away from the situation," I said, "you could be destroying your marriage. The best thing you could probably do is return home, apologize to your wife, and tell her you love her." At that, Carlos burst into tears and told us that nobody had ever talked to him that way before, but that he thought I was right. As we talked more, he became determined to change and make a new start and to try to make up for the harm he had caused. We read some appropriate verses from the Bible, and my wife and I prayed with him for God to help him stop drinking and to bring about a real and lasting change in his life. A few days later, when we visited Carlos at his office, he was beaming. He gave us each a big hug and said, "God has changed me. I can't thank him and you enough for helping me get straightened out." He went on to tell us how everything had improved in his relationship with his wife, and how happy they were now. We're so thankful for the change God brought in Carlos' life. He never fails when we pray. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.